Joseph Albert Alain. I was born in Hudson Bay, Saskatchewan, February 5, 1959. I am the eighth and last born child of Louis and Clara Alain. Since I was only 4 years old when we moved out of Hudson Bay, my memories of my place of birth are not that vivid. A couple of incidents I do remember shall be with me always. I remember running across the field to Nichols with my youngest sister, Michelle. The snow was up to my waist, and it seemed like it took forever to get there. Another incident I remember is when we had an auction on the farm. It seemed like the whole town turned out for the occasion. This would turn out to be the last few days that I would live on the farm at Vallardville. After moving to Vernon, British Columbia, we moved to Golden, British Columbia, in 1963 and lived in a trailer court. Dad worked in a sawmill where he was a millwright. I started kindergarten in Golden the second year we were there. I remember we used to have a lot of fun playing in the large slough out back of our trailer, a few hundred yards away. All of us kids in the trailer court couldn't wait for the Fuller Brush Man to come, for he always had little toys for us. In 1965, we moved back to Vernon, British Columbia. I started school at BX Elementary. I attended school there for 1 year, and then we transferred to St. James School for grades 2 through 7. During this time, I made a lot of friends, such as our flash cousins, Wayne Brown, Jamie Wendell, our brew cousins, and a very close friend of mine, Brian Middlestead, whom I met the very first day we moved to Vernon. Brian and I did everything together, from playing in the sandbox to taking girls out after we got our driver's licenses. I always looked forward to going to Brian's place for dinner because Brian's mom was such a fantastic cook. I swear I would gain 5 pounds every time I ate there. A great time of year back then was Halloween, when all the families in our neighborhood used to take turns having Halloween bonfires. Everyone would get together and bring fireworks, and of course, all the kids would have the goodies they had collected trick or treating. We would all sit around the fire sipping hot chocolate and watching the fireworks. During the winter, all the kids and parents would go to Cool's Pond and go skating. We would all pitch in and clear the snow off the pond before anyone could skate. Then we'd get our hockey sticks and have a game of hockey. In 1972, I started grade 8 at Fulton Junior Secondary in Vernon. It was a great place to go to school, since the school was on the grounds of Polson Park. I'll always remember our art projects. They were so much fun. We got to go out into the park and sketch trees, birds, etc. I enjoyed playing hockey during my school years in Vernon. Ice time was not always convenient. I remember Dad driving me to the arena at 6 o'clock in the morning. I would go to school straight from there. During the summer, I played golf at Spelum Cheen Golf Course. I used to hitchhike out to the golf course and sometimes play 54 holes a day. Grades 9 and 10, I went to W.I. Seton Junior Secondary School in Vernon. I started work at the end of grade 10, working at different places such as Fauquier, British Columbia, Castlegar, British Columbia, and Calgary, Alberta. I worked for Boston Pizza in Vernon, then transferred to Boston Pizza in Chilliwack, British Columbia, where I worked for a couple of years. I then moved back to Vernon in 1979 for a short while. When I left Vernon, I moved to Salmon Arm and worked a month at Giant Submarine until I found work at Co-op Federated Plywood Mill in Canoe, BC, just a few miles from Salmon Arm. I started February 6, 1979, and am still working there now. In March 1983, I met my wife-to-be, Bonnie Salamandique. The following year, we were married on July 21st in Enderby, BC. On February 12, 1985, we had our first baby, Joseph Stephen Lewis. We also have a daughter by Bonnie's previous marriage, Lainey Carolyn Salamandique, and a son, Jeremy Keith Salamandique, who lives in Prince George with his father. Lainey was born August 19, 1972, and Jeremy on January 14, 1974. At the time of this story, September 1985, we reside in Salmon Arm, B.C.